Well, Coach, wrapped up the season here these last couple of days down in Sioux Falls. And you know what? It seems like, all in all, a good season. You know, kind of unique. They split up in multiple classes this year, but it seems like it seemed like it was a good season all around.
Yeah, it was great. The girls played really well. You know, we had some ups and downs in every season, but we got some really nice wins throughout the season and had a good state tournament. It was a really positive tournament this year, so we were really excited for that.
And good weather as well.
Yeah, we lucked out because the double A's are going to get snow, so they're going to have to play inside, which means shorter matches and all the things that go along with that. So, yeah, we were really, really glad that we got the good weather this year.
Well, let's talk you through how some of the matches went there at state. You got, I believe, like a fourth or fifth and sixth place finish. A few gals that played in the championship side, others that worked their way back through the consolation. But all, I believe everyone got at least two matches, and some gals got like about four or five, I think. So,
yeah, well, and, you know, depending on how close the match was, some of those matches went on forever. You know, the first matches are two out of three sets for the third set's a super tiebreak. And if you're, you know, playing long points, you know, you could be out there for 3 hours playing a match. So you might have only played one match and been pretty tired, you know.
CC Graham was in flight one, and it just kind of went down from there. She took home fifth place. You know, it seemed like you had a pretty good competition in that flight.
Yeah, even on the, you know, the A class, you know, we've got some good players. Actually, the girl that won only lost a few matches all year, and she plays, you know, both divisions. Yeah, she's really good. And then CC played really well, you know, got beaten a tiebreak the first one, but then won all the rest of the matches, so she got back to fifth place. And, you know, like I said, it's always tough at flight one. There's no cakewalks at flight one. You got to be pretty much on your game every time, so.
Interesting, correct me if I'm wrong, but once you get into the consolation side, it's just a single set, correct, or super set that they play?
Yeah, they play a 10-game pro set.
Okay. And doubles. Doubles went all right. CeCe and Lily Wolf, looks like they play six in flight one. Again,
yeah.
Good competition.
Yeah, they were doing really well. They got to the consolation finals. Really exciting match. The one before that, they were back and forth, and it was, like I say, a 10-game pro set, so it got to 10-10, and then they were down, you know, they're 1 point away from elimination at, I think, 6-4 or something like that. You know, so they had a double match point and won 4 points in a row to pull it out. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Kind of unique, the season here in the fall. You know, it's already over, but it goes by quickly. But you guys had a lot of matches early on there in the kind of that late August stretch. Good way to start the season.
Yeah, it's nice. We got to go out to Rapid, and, you know, we're usually ready to play and, you know, play pretty well out there. So it's really good, and it's not designed this way, but we have play a lot of the smaller schools right away, you know, so then everybody plays really well, and then we play some of the bigger schools later, and obviously the bigger schools have more players and don't necessarily match up as well against them, but we still ended up with a winning season, 9-8, so yeah, we're pretty excited about that, considering we're one of the smaller schools with tennis, and we still play a lot of those big dogs come to town, Aberdeen Central, and you know, a lot of those schools, and we're still picking up a win here and there from you know, off those big guys. So it's fun season.
You know, how was it drastically different for you guys having the two or the multiple classes this year? Did you feel like it was kind of still the same? That makes sense.
No, it was drastically different.
Okay,
like drastically is an understatement. Like religiously different. I mean, it was a completely different atmosphere, better atmosphere. You know, the big schools have a lot of pressure, and so they're, you know, the sportsmanship at the lower level was better. And there's only 11 players. There's 11 in the A and 12 in the double A schools, that is. So, you know, anybody can get an upset because the play-in matches to get to the round of eight is six players, so I mean there's only six seed different there, so you know, you get a lot of upsets you know, when you get to that close, where before you have 23 teams, you know, with the 12 and 11 together. Well, then, you know, for your play-in match to get to the eight, you're playing your, you know, your nine against your 23 or whatever. Well, that's a pretty big difference, so you're just not going to get as many upsets, you know. So yeah, it was really exciting matches, a lot of tie breaks, not necessarily with Madison, but I mean Madison had a lot of tie breaks, but across the board all the schools were playing tough matches, get a lot of tennis in, have a lot of fun. And that's what you want to see is in tennis, is close matches. It's really not that much fun when your opponent can't get the ball back, and it's not that much fun when you can't get the ball back. You really want somebody that's equal, and that's when tennis is fun, and let the kids play and have fun. That's what it's all about.
Is there options or chances for the gals to get in some tennis time out of the season as well?
Yeah, definitely. We have a summer program here through the Madison Tennis Association. Jeff Ray's the president of that, and I help out. And, yes, we have a tennis program for the 8 and unders, 10 and unders, and 12 and unders, and then the 18 and unders also have a summer program. We usually have a pro come up from Sioux Falls and teach that if we can get one, and coach that when we can get that, and so that they can come into the season ready to play and, you know, learn a little about the sport in the summer, because once we start playing matches, you play a match, you really can't, you know, you're running around on the concrete court, there's not a lot of practice we can do. You know, I can try to fix things during matches, but that's hard. You know, they're trying to win. You got to really work on your form during the summer and then come to the season ready to go.
And that is, you know, that's an interesting aspect, is that, you know, a lot of the teaching, I guess, happens outside of the season, because like you said, things get going and it's just go, go, go.
Right, yeah, there's matches every week. You know, we're playing all the time, and like I say, it's hard to do too much in practice. You don't want to get too many injuries, or you don't want any injuries, so you want to make sure you're, you know, kind of back it off during the season and, you know, let them play. And, you know, it's great exercise. They really get in great shape. And but, you want to be conscious that you don't push too hard and get an ankle or something, you know, or shoulder or something. So
obviously I am new to town. So I might be a silly question from mine, but who are you going to have? Are you going to have a fair amount of returners back for next year? Do you have a lot of seniors? What was the mix?
Oh, this year we had a lot of seniors. So, yeah, it's we're going to have to do a lot of work in the off season. I mean, they're going to have to work in the winter to get ready, because we have four seniors, and they were playing flights 1, 2, 3, 4. So everybody else has got to move up four spots, and it's hard to move up one spot. So, you know, and it's a whole different level of play and a whole different style of play. So, we're going to have to, play a lot, practice a lot over the winter and get ready to go. But, we got some girls that are playing. We had 15 girls on the team, so we should have 11 back. A lot of them are younger, but that's okay. We'll, get good girls. So we'll figure it out.
Tennis season has wrapped up, one of the first fall sports to wrap up their season. Coach, thanks a lot for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll catch up down the road, and stay warm.
All right, thanks.